This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Global Commission launches framework linking brain health to economic resilience. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pikakadze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Strong evidence. A new global commission has launched to establish the first comprehensive framework linking brain health to economic resilience, addressing what researchers describe as a critical gap in understanding cognitive capacity as an economic driver. The Nature Medicine announcement details the formation of the Brain Health for Economic Resilience Commission, a transdisciplinary effort to quantify and operationalize brain health metrics for economic policy. Key takeaways: first global commission to systematically link brain health with economic resilience frameworks. Transdisciplinary approach combining neuroscience, economics, and public health expertise. Framework aims to operationalize brain health metrics for policy implementation. First ever global commission to define brain health as economic foundation. Economic impact of cognitive health conditions, annual global costs by condition type, 2024 estimates, dementia 1.3, depression 1.14, anxiety 6.80/366. Source: WHO Global Health Observatory 2020-24. Georgian Medical Journal News Commission addresses critical knowledge gap. The commission responds to mounting evidence that cognitive health fundamentally underpins economic productivity, yet remains absent from most economic resilience frameworks. According to the World Health Organization, neurological and mental health conditions collectively cost the global economy over $4 trillion annually, representing approximately 4% of global GDP. The initiative brings together leading researchers from neuroscience, economics, public health, and policy implementation to develop measurable indicators of brain health that can inform economic planning. This represents the first systematic attempt to integrate cognitive capacity metrics into economic resilience assessments at national and international levels. Transdisciplinary methodology. The Commission's approach combines established neuroscientific metrics with economic modeling to create actionable policy frameworks. This methodology addresses previous limitations where brain health research remains siloed from economic analysis, according to recent research published in leading medical journals. The framework development process includes systematic review of existing brain health indicators, economic impact modeling, and stakeholder consultation across multiple sectors. The Commission aims to produce standardized metrics that governments and organizations can implement to assess and improve cognitive resilience within their populations, connecting to broader health policy initiatives. Economic implications of cognitive health. Emerging research demonstrates that populations with better cognitive health show greater economic adaptability during crises, faster recovery from economic shocks, and higher innovation rates. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development has identified cognitive capacity as a key determinant of economic competitiveness, particularly in knowledge-based economies. The Commission's work builds on evidence from multiple countries, showing that investments in brain health yield significant economic returns through improved workforce productivity, reduced healthcare costs, and enhanced innovation capacity. This economic case strengthens arguments for treating brain health as critical infrastructure rather than solely a health concern. Implementation and global coordination. The Commission plans to deliver its framework within 18 months, including pilot implementation guidelines for interested governments and organizations. Initial focus areas include developing standardized brain health metrics, economic impact assessment tools, and policy intervention guidelines that integrate with existing economic planning processes. Coordination with international bodies, including the United Nations and regional economic organizations, aims to ensure global applicability of the framework. The initiative represents a significant shift toward recognizing cognitive health as fundamental to economic sustainability and resilience planning, relevant to ongoing global health discussions. This commission addresses the critical gap between neuroscience advances and economic policy, establishing brain health as a measurable foundation for economic resilience. Brain Health for Economic Resilience Commission, Nature Medicine, 2026. What this means for patients: increased recognition of cognitive health importance may lead to better access to brain health services and preventive care. For clinicians, new frameworks may enhance integration of cognitive health assessments into routine clinical practice and population health planning. For policymakers, evidence-based tools to incorporate brain health metrics into economic planning and resilience strategies. Frequently asked questions: what specific metrics will the Commission develop? The Commission aims to create standardized indicators measuring cognitive capacity, neurological health, and mental wellness that can be integrated into economic assessments. Specific metrics are under development through the transdisciplinary review process. How will this framework differ from existing health indicators? Unlike traditional health metrics, this framework specifically quantifies the economic value and impact of brain health. It connects cognitive capacity directly to economic resilience, rather than treating brain health as a separate health sector concern. When will governments be able to implement these frameworks? The Commission plans to deliver implementation guidelines within 18 months, with pilot programs potentially beginning in interested jurisdictions before full framework completion. The Commission's work represents a paradigm shift toward evidence-based integration of brain health into economic policy, potentially transforming how governments and organizations approach both health investment and economic resilience planning. The framework's success could establish new standards for incorporating cognitive capacity into national and international economic assessments. Source: Brain Health for Economic Resilience, a data-driven framework for the brain-positive economic transition.